Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, November 28th. The sun is getting brighter. Not enough to notice, mind you. In fact, it'll take more than 100,000 human lifetimes to tick up by even 1%. But that gradual change will add up. In a billion years or so, the extra energy should be enough to boil away Earth's oceans and atmosphere, leaving nothing but a burned-out ball of rock. The change is the result of changes deep inside the sun. Our star shines because its core is a giant nuclear reactor. It fuses lightweight hydrogen atoms to make heavier helium atoms, a process that produces enough energy to power the sun. As more hydrogen is converted to helium, the core shrinks and gets denser, which makes it hotter. And as the temperature goes up, so does the rate of nuclear reactions. That yields more energy, making the surface of the sun brighter. The sun has already converted a large fraction of its hydrogen to helium. As a result, it beams about 25% more energy into space today than when it was born. A billion years from now, it'll shine about 10% brighter still, bright enough to heat Earth's surface above the boiling point of water. And a few billion years after that, it'll shine roughly twice as bright as when it was born. By then, the sun will have used up the hydrogen in its core, triggering changes that'll make it shine hundreds of times brighter. A brilliant flare-up before it fades away for good. More about the sun tomorrow. We have sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.